Okay, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio, fighting the good fight against government, corporate, academic, and religious corruption. And boy, is it ever prevalent today. It's always been that way in history, but they have refined it down pat, haven't they? They've got it down to a T. It's on a global scale, and they've gotten real professional at making that mound of horse dropping smell like purdy perfume. Until you familiarize yourself with the truth, with reality, and then you discover what a rotten, stenching fraud the whole thing is. Today we continue with our exposure of the Trinity. In fact, I didn't even scratch the surface yesterday. Who knows? I might have to go into next week with this. I don't know. I'm going to take as long as it takes. I hope it doesn't bore people. To me, it's an absolutely fascinating subject. It's a liberating subject. When you liberate yourselves from the lies and the deception that mainstream whatever has been deceiving you with. And let me tell you, folks, the Trinity is one of the biggest lies, one of the biggest frauds in all of history, certainly in the history of the Christian Church. It is something that has been used as a litmus test to determine whether or not you're a true Christian. In many centuries, it's been a litmus test to determine whether or not you were worthy to continue to live on this planet. Many people were sent to their death because they wouldn't bow to this false pagan deity. And again, even if you're not interested in religion or spirituality or the Bible or whatever, I think you'll find this interesting because it shows just how phony and corrupt organized religion is. They profess to follow the Bible, yet they teach this dogma that they claim is the number one most important belief that all Christians must uphold that is not contained anywhere in the Bible. Nowhere. The only reason why people believe in it is because it was crammed down their throats, and people that they have trusted all their lives have insisted that it is the truth and that they simply must accept it. Blindly, of course. Telling them that, don't question it. You just have to accept it by faith. It's a mystery. We can't really understand it. So naturally it's not going to make sense to you. You can't comprehend God, right? That's the excuse that they'll give you. The truth is, you can't comprehend the mind of God. The Bible tells us that. No man can know the mind of God, but we can know who he is. If it's so obscure that you can't comprehend it, then how can they assure you that it's true? It's not even found in the Bible according to its greatest defenders. It's not explicitly stated anywhere, says Herman Bavinck, author of The Doctrine of God, one of the most renowned works on the Trinity. They admit that it's not explicitly stated anywhere, but that it is extrapolated. It is indirectly implied. Let me tell you, as we mentioned yesterday, some of the verses I cited, and I'll be citing many more today, the Bible is not unclear on this matter. It's very clear. It doesn't leave us in the dark, leave us guessing. It's very clear who God is, and guess what? When it tells us who God is, it does not say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sorry, Trinitarians, you lose. You're the heretics, okay? And if you think I'm wrong, call me up. Prove me wrong. You won't do it, though, will you? Of course not. But you'll sit there and point fingers and condemn those who don't believe your ridiculous pagan doctrine as heretics, call them unchristian, and say they're not going to heaven. Well, you better look in the mirror. It might be you not going there with your pride and your hypocrisy. Guys, I do get mad when I talk about this subject because they have been getting away with this for way too long. They've been ostracizing, blackballing, excommunicating, disfellowshipping people from day one. And this scam. Stick with us. I'll be showing you why when we get back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Oh, I forgot I was going to go into my Pat Robertson mode, and I lost how to do his voice there for a minute. I was going to say, you have to believe in the Trinity if you want to go to heaven. That's just all there is to it. The Lord can't bless you unless you acknowledge that he is three in one. Amen? Oh, they make me absolutely sick, guys. Absolutely sick. Peddlers of lies, of false doctrines, of hypocrisy, massive hoarders of wealth, driving Mercedes-Benz for crying out loud. Can't you see these guys are a bunch of fraud artists? When they endorse something as absolute truth that you must believe, that should force you to believe that it's false. Anything endorsed by mainstream religion, these lying, modern, pharisaical fraud artists, anything endorsed by them should automatically tip you off as a fraud. Come on, people. And the Trinity is the biggest of them all, the mother of all lies and frauds. Before I go into it, let me quickly go over the usual announcements here. If anybody has any comments, questions, gripes, I'm sure many of you do about the Trinity, instead of calling the RBN office and complaining to them about me, why don't you face me directly? If you can't call me up on the phone, why don't you email me? TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. Don't hide in the shadows. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to, don't you? There's been a few calls at RBN. You don't call me. You don't email me. You hide in the shadows and you call RBN. What a bunch of wimps. Call yourselves Christians. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Disgusting. The Bible compels you to prove all things and hold fast that which is good, to be ready always to give an answer of the hope that lies within you. Well, guess what? I'm ready. And the fact that you have to do things behind closed doors and complain to others about me instead of coming to me to my face proves that you're not ready to give an answer. You don't have an answer. You just don't like that I'm speaking against your corporate fraud religion, that's all. Your steepled corporation. Yeah. You got a problem with what I'm saying. You think I'm wrong. Then face me head on, baby. Let's see who's got the goods. Yeah, that's right. I'm being antagonistic because I got the goods. I do have the Bible behind what I'm saying. You don't. So if you're so sure of yourself, let's do it. Call me up. With God's help, I'll maintain my composure and speak in a professional manner. But try to refute me on air or at least in email. But do it directly. Don't do it through a third person, you wimps. Put your faith out in the open. Don't hide it in a box. All right, guys. Anyway, America, Freedom, the Fascism, the classic DVD made by, unfortunately, the now late Aaron Russo. God rest his soul. Great man who has well served the cause of truth. His memory, of course, will live on through things like this. Excellent DVD to share the truth about the New World Order, the income tax fraud, the Federal Reserve scam. Available at RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And you can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can order there through PayPal, or you can send your check or money order, again, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anyone's interested in reading any of my books, Piercing the Fog on 9/11, The New World Disorder, and particularly the book on this issue that I'm discussing this week, The Trinity. The book that deals with this is called Who is God? The best way to find it on Lulu, that's LULU.com, is to go there and search for my name. If you search for the book title, Who is God? For some reason, it doesn't come up right away. It ought to, because it's the only book on that whole site by that name. But when you search for it, for some reason, it's not until like the seventh or eighth page or something. I don't know why that is, but if you just search for my name, all of my available titles will come up, and you'll see Who is God there, and you can order it. Somebody called in yesterday and said they had already done that, just from listening to yesterday's show. Everything that I'm going to be covering, everything I covered yesterday, everything I cover today, tomorrow, and however many other days it takes to do this, is in that book. Basically, I'm going over the book. So if you want all the documentation of it, again, go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U, search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see it all there, folks, and I challenge you, I dare you, to give it a thorough, careful, prayerful reading, and I guarantee you, if you really are desirous of knowing the truth and have not pledged allegiance to your steepled corporation, if your allegiance really is with the truth and with God, after reading that, there's no possible way that you will ever be able to continue to believe in the Trinity. You will recognize, as painful as it may be, that you will have to trash that heinous, ridiculous, pagan, idolatrous dogma. And once again, the email address, I'm not sure if I mentioned it today or not, but it's truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. So just email me, truthhurtsradio@aol.com, if you have any questions, gripes, whatever, or just call in, 800-313-9443, during the broadcast, and, let's discuss the matter soundly, rationally, maturely. If you have any gripes, questions about what I'm presenting, take me up on it. If you have the courage enough, the honesty enough, the integrity enough to admit that, gosh, maybe I have been wrong. Maybe I'm the heretic and not this crazy rambler here who isn't going along with the status quo. All right, guys, continuing on here with destroying this heinous, hideous, perfidious doctrine. I read yesterday a series of passages from the Apostle Paul from his epistles. greetings and salutations, in which he said, you know, blessings and honor and glory in the name of God our Father and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it, says it numerous times, about 24 times. Never does he say blessing, honor, and glory in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Never, never, never. I read a passage from Jude, the book of Jude, where he says the same thing. Greetings in the name of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He refers to God as only the Father, and he refers to him as someone separate from Christ. And notice, in all those greetings and salutations, he does not mention the so-called third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. No mention at all of this supposed third person or third being, just mention of God, which is the Father, and in addition to him, he mentions a separate person, Jesus Christ, his Son. They're not the same person, they're not part of the same God. There's one God, and that one God has a Son, Jesus Christ. So if I'm a heretic, so is the Apostle Paul. Okay. Let me continue on with some other passages along this line. Okay, let's see. Actually, the Bible is literally brimming over. I just chose some of the best ones, but let me continue on with some other examples here of passages that talk of just talk of God being the Father. And on the occasions where Christ is mentioned, he's mentioned separately from God, not as one, you know, with God, not as part of God, but one completely separate from God. Here's one example. And this is from James chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And again, guys, whether you believe in the Bible or not doesn't matter here. What matters here is that you see, that you realize that the Bible, regardless what you think of that book, the Bible does not teach the Trinity. That's my point. And so these religious hucksters who profess to follow the Bible and teach the Trinity are not consistent and are therefore lying to their people. And they are lying. Oh, not necessarily every minister out there. A lot of ministers are just as ignorant as their congregations are. But at the higher levels, oh, you'd better believe they're lying. Folks, they wouldn't get those high, exalted positions unless they were liars in the first place. Do you understand how this works? Do you think it's any different than the political world or the academia world or the media world? It's the same thing, folks. That's one of the reasons why you have to get a degree today to work in a big-name church, not just to suck money out of you and exploit you. Of course, that's mixed in there, too. But just as an important, another factor that's just as important as that is to test these people during their time in the seminary. They're looking you over very carefully, scrutinizing you, questioning you, getting you to write papers so they can get inside your head and poke around in there and see what's going on to determine whether or not you could be trusted to hold a position in their institution, as to whether or not you view the church as the ultimate authority on earth, that it's God's voice on earth, and when the church speaks, God is speaking, and you must follow whatever the church says, or else you're going against God. You must pledge allegiance to the check signers, or you will never get that job. Oh, they'll never tell you that, of course. They'll have you finish out your degree so they can maximize their exploitation of you. Yeah, make every last penny out of you they can. But they'll already have it determined early on, perhaps in your freshman year, that you will never get a job. You will never get a call into the ministry because they've already determined that you have too much of a conscience. You can't be trusted to sell out. Anyway, we've got a short commercial break here, guys. When we come back, I'll be delving into some more of these verses. Stick around. I think you'll find it very interesting and probably upsetting, too, but that's just the nature of the truth, isn't it?
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Tired of playing foolish games. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I hope you guys appreciate this network. You know, I don't know of any other network out there, Patriot Network, that would allow issues like this to be discussed. Seriously. I don't think you're going to find this anywhere else. And it's not that people don't know about it. I think in some cases, they're afraid. Oh, that's just too controversial. Oh, we could talk about 9/11 being an inside job, but the Trinity? Oh, we'll upset people too much. Well, you're going to hear it here. I don't call it Truth Hurts for nothing, guys. There isn't much in this world that people accept as absolute pillars of truth that isn't a lie. You know, death and taxes, the two sure things in life. Well, that isn't true either. Taxes are a fraud, and death isn't the end of life either, guys. They want you to think that, but it isn't. And you know why they want you to think that? So you can be like them, be a scum and have no conscience and let them get away with their crimes. That's why. So you won't believe that you're going to be answerable someday for the abuses you inflict on others. That's what they want you to think. And if you think that you don't have to worry about answering one day, then you won't care. You'll sit back and let them get away with crimes and you'll become corrupt yourself. Those are the people they're going to leave alone, you know, when the crunch comes down. They're rounding people up for the camps. They're going to leave the criminals alone. In fact, they're going to let people out of prison. I guarantee it. And tell them, we'll give you, we'll pardon your crimes if you help us hunt down those who dare not hand over their weapons or whatever. Those who are protesting the government. Interesting article, by the way, yesterday. I don't want to get off on this tangent here. I want to get onto the subject matter, but... In the Washington Post last night. Interesting article about White House tactics. I'll probably read it later in the week. I just got a couple paragraphs I saved. But, you know, how the White House is going to extremes to silence dissent over the Iraq war. Pretty interesting when mainstream media now comes out and talks about this stuff openly. Even they're getting disgusted with what's happening. The measures that this scoundrel, this lying, mass-murdering fraud artist has taken to silence dissent, particularly over the war, it's unbelievable. Everybody knows the war is a scam, but you can't say it is. You can't talk about it. We're going to continue to do it anyway, even though it's a lie and everybody knows it is. It doesn't matter. We're going to still stay there, still cost tens or even scores of lives every day on the American side, hundreds, even thousands of lives in Iraq. It doesn't matter. We're going to be there until we suck every last drop of oil out of Iraq and drive the population down to a few hundred or a few thousand so Israel's happy and doesn't feel threatened anymore. What a fraud. Another scam. Anyway, guys, let me get back into this here because I'm only on page 3 and I have 72 pages worth of notes on this. don't worry, I'm not going to go through all of it, but I want to cover the highlights of it to make the case clear that this doctrine is a fraud so that nobody has an excuse for calling me a heretic on this matter again. Let me warn you, this isn't for the squeamish, okay? If you're a big fan of organized religion or have been in the past and you've been indoctrinated with this dogma and you just can't handle your world crumbling, well, you'd better turn this show off because it is going to crumble. You will absolutely not be able to believe in the Trinity when we're done with this. I guarantee it. So if you can't handle that, you'd best do something else today. Okay, let's start with this passage here I made reference to, James 3, 8 and 9, before the break. James is also in agreement with what Paul wrote, with what Jude wrote. He said, "But the tongue can no man tame." Boy, isn't that the truth? "It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God." Who is God? The Father. Who is God? The Father. Who did James just say God is, ladies and gentlemen? Did James say that we curse God with our tongues? God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? No. He said we curse God, even the Father. That's who God is. Sorry, Trinitarians. You lose again. Here's another passage where you're going to lose. "And because ye," meaning Christians, "are sons of God, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Who is God, according here to Galatians 4:6? Paul wrote that. The Father. Who is God here? The Father. Notice, Paul makes reference here to the Spirit and to Christ, the Son, but he doesn't include them in his definition of God. He said, "Because you are Christ's, you are sons of God. God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." That's who God is. He's the Abba, the Father. And notice it says the Spirit of his Son, not their Son. God is singular, his, one individual. And that singular individual called God is, in fact, the Father. Here's another one. "One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Ephesians 4:6. One God? Yes. Trinitarians claim that they believe in one God, but they'll tell you it's three persons. But here in Ephesians 4:6, Paul says that this one God is the Father. One God and Father of all. Where do you see the Trinity there? Stick around, Trinitarians. It gets worse. We'll be right back.
Lose the love I knew, safely lead me through.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I got to pick up pace here, folks. A lot of ground to cover, and I'm just lollygagging here. Let me go on to another verse. Know unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Philippians 4:20. Paul again. Here's another one. And whatsoever you do in word or in whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Colossians 3:17. Here's another one. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there we go once again. God our Father. 1 Thessalonians 3:11 and 13. That's Paul again. Here's another one. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting life or everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. That's Paul again. And once again, I forgot to take the phone out of my room. I'll have to do that during the next break. Sorry about that. Here's another one. For he, Jesus, received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from heaven, from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. 2 Peter 1:17. So Peter is also in agreement that God is the Father, and that Christ is someone separate from him, not them. You raise this to Trinitarians, and they ignore it. They dodge it. They run from it. but yet they insist that your position is wrong and theirs is right. Sorry, Trinitarians, the Bible does not teach that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It teaches that God is the Father, period. Still not convinced? Let me continue. Over and over, we find Jesus himself referring to the Father, and the Father alone as being God. For instance, in the preceding passages, this is exactly what we find. Here's one. Jesus said to them, the Jews, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me." John 8:42. "But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." John 4:23 and 24. Who is God? The Father. This God, who wants to be worshipped in spirit and in truth, is a singular entity. A he, not a them. In the Greek, it has the epsilon iota ending. That's the third person singular. Not the omicron upsilon sigma iota ending, which is the plural. Third person plural. We're not dealing with third person plural here, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with third person singular. God is a singular entity. He has identified in the Bible by Paul, by James, by Jude, by Christ himself as the Father and the Father alone. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Can you hear me there? I hope this is getting across loud and clear, folks. This isn't me speaking. This isn't my opinion. This isn't what Pastor X has taught me to believe and crammed down my throat from the time I was a kid and intimidated me into believing it by calling me and anyone else a heretic who questioned it. This is my own study, come right off the pages of the Bible. And again, whether you believe in the Bible or not, you cannot deny that the Bible is clearly teaching here that God is the Father, one singular entity, alone, period. End of discussion. There's no debate here. And yes, I'm very upset over this issue. You better believe it. I was fired over this. I went through living hell over this dogma. I went to school thinking I was going to be a minister. I was going to have a career. Well, it didn't dawn on me at the time. It took me years later of study to realize that the ministry isn't a career. You don't make a job out of a ministry, or else it isn't a ministry at all. They've turned it into a job. They've turned it into a career. Paul was a tent maker. Peter was a fisherman. All the disciples, all the apostles, earned a living outside the ministry. They didn't make a penny off their ministry. They didn't want to make a penny off their ministry. They recognized that as a fraud. Christ told his disciples, "You have freely received, now freely give. You've been given the gospel freely, now go forward and give it freely. Don't ask for filthy lucre," as Peter said. Peter warned of those who would make merchandise of us. Merchandise of Christians. Beware of those who would make merchandise of you. That's all these religious hucksters, these peddlers of idolatry, are about. Making money off of you and lying to you as they do it, just like your government officials like to do. Anybody have any doubt what I'm saying so far? I don't see how you can, but oh, do stick around, because it gets even more clear as we go along. While praying to the Father in Gethsemane, Jesus called him the only true God in John 17:3. How dare these religious corporations call people heretics, blacklist them, throw them out of the church because they don't believe this ridiculous dogma that isn't found anywhere in the Bible, but in fact is contradicted by the Bible. How dare those scoundrels? You know how many people have become atheists, gotten angry with God, cursed him because of the maltreatment they've gotten over issues like this from the so-called followers of God, the professed followers of God, these hucksters? They're more corrupt than the boys in Washington, folks, because their lies are done in the name of God. Oh, they make me sick to my stomach, every last one of them. Turn off that tube. Don't watch that phony 700 Club filth. All these televangelist guys, put them where they belong in the trash bin. You'd be better off watching Anton LaVey perform a satanic mass. At least you know where he stands. He doesn't lie to you. He tells you right out he's a devil worshiper. All right, let me go on here. You better believe I'm upset, and you'd better be too. You need to be upset that these hucksters have fooled us for so long with this garbage. John 17:3, Jesus said this, "This is eternal life, that they," meaning the disciples, "might know thee," he's talking to the Father here, "the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Come on, Trinitarians, how do you explain that one in the context of your beloved Trinitarian doctrine? Jesus himself here called the Father the only true God. He didn't just call him the only God. He didn't just call him the true God. He called him the only true God. And he said that you, Father, the only true God, sent me. I'm someone separate from you, the only true God. You sent me here. Do you see the difference? Do you see the contrast being drawn here? Not only does this passage make it clear that God, the Father, is the only true God, but it makes it clear that Christ is someone separate from the only true God, not part of the triune God. Describing a future scene of the redeemed in heaven, John wrote this. It's from the book of Revelation. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou, Christ, art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Notice Christ is separate from God here. Christ has redeemed us to God. He's not God himself. Christ has redeemed us to God and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Did you notice how these redeemed individuals said that Christ made us unto our God kings and priests? Who is this God that Christ made us kings and priests to? Is it not the Father? Yes, indeed. In the same book, chapter 1, verse 6 of Revelation, here's what we read. And Christ hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father. Hello, Trinitarians. I don't hear the phone ringing. Why aren't you calling me to prove that I'm a heretic? Or are you going to wait till after the show and call RBN like the little phonies that you are? Oh, I don't say that all Trinitarians are phonies. Absolutely not. But the ones who call me a heretic, who don't have the courage, the decency enough to address me personally, but have to call behind my back? Yeah, I do call you people that. You're phony, just like your corporate religion. If you were the true Christian you claim to be, and you were so concerned about my eternal salvation, you would address me personally. You would be so sure of yourself and your phony doctrine that it's so true that you would want, welcome, be anxious to address me and refute me. Set me straight so I don't deceive people listening to me. But you won't do it, of course, because you already know your doctrine rests on shaky ground. But for whatever reason, and I could name a thousand of them, and I'm sure you could too if you were honest enough, you won't call. You won't address it. But you'll still call me a heretic. Well, that finger you point, you know the old saying? Three more are pointing back at you, baby. And I don't mean the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit either. You point a finger at others, you know that old saying, three more pointing back at you? Yeah. So many so-called Christians today are good at that, aren't they? The old judgmental game. You know why they do that, folks? Because they're big phonies themselves. And if they can point fingers at others and judge them and condemn them, it takes attention off of their own evil practices. That's why they do it. Otherwise, they wouldn't need to do it. If they truly loved God as they claim, They wouldn't be judgmental, because God compels them not to be that way. Christ himself said, judge not lest you be judged yourselves. Condemn not lest you be condemned. So keep judging, finger pointing, and condemning, you pseudo-Christian wannabes, because someday it's going to come right back on you. That's not a threat. That's just a guarantee, and it comes from the Bible, not me. That, you know, that book that you profess to follow but don't? That book that you think teaches the Trinity but doesn't? Yeah, that one. All right, guys, the Father we have seen is the only true God. If the Father is the true God, then who exactly is Christ? The next obvious question arises. The answer to this question is so simple that a mere child could ascertain the answer, no problem. But because of years and years of endless bombardment with man-made philosophies and traditions, this simple answer has completely eluded us. Nevertheless, the Bible leaves us no doubt whatsoever as to exactly who Jesus is. Jesus himself posed this very question once to his disciples. Here's the verse. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16, 15, and 16. Who did Peter say that Christ was? Did he say, Thou art the second person of the Godhead. Thou art God come in human flesh. You are fully God. You have the same power, position, and prerogatives of the other two persons of the Trinity. You are co-equal in power, position, and authority, and have existed without beginning, just like the Father and the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Did Peter say that? Of course not. Neither did any of the other apostles, neither did Jesus himself. But this is what you're required to believe if you want to belong to the 501c3 steepled corporations, or the World Council of Churches. So, if you want to belong to that wonderful Rockefeller-created globalist organization, embrace the triune pagan god, and you will have all kinds of friends and all kinds of fun picnic invites Sunday afternoons. Oh, just think of the fun you'd be missing out on if you didn't profess this false god. What a scam. Trinitarians, I still don't hear the phone ringing. I'm really disappointed. Could it be that you don't have the confidence in your precious triune god that you thought you did? Could it be that you are finally realizing that your triune god is an idolatrous fraud? Notice what Jesus said in response to Peter, to the answer he gave, Thou art the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. He didn't call him the living God. He said that he was the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father, or the living God that I am the Son of, which is in heaven. Yes, my dear Trinitarian friends, I'm sorry to tell you, but you've lost the battle already, and we haven't even started yet. Oh, stick around. Stick around. Your doctrine is going to be completely destroyed before I'm finished. From quoting the Bible, because it's not there, the Bible flies right in the face of your precious beloved doctrine. Yes, you've been the heretic all along when you've been calling those who question this fraud heretics. Shame on you. But that's okay. God will forgive people like you. The ones he can't forgive are the ones who don't want forgiveness because they love to pawn this doctrine off on people because it's advantageous to their employment status with their 501 steepled corporation, 501c3, that is. There is one God, and he is one single person. Can anyone say that I'm stretching the meaning of the passages I'm quoting, that I'm reading into things that aren't there? Huh? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't hear the phone ring, and apparently not. For Trinitarians, the term Son of God presents some serious problems. If the word God is supposed to mean Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then the term Son of God would have to mean that Christ is the Son of all three of them. Is Christ the Son of himself? Is Christ even the Son of the Holy Spirit? Who is this God that Christ is the Son of? It's very significant to notice that the terms Son of God and Son of the Father are biblically synonymous, which only makes sense, of course, for if Christ is the Son of God, and if God is the Father, then it would follow that Christ is the Son of the Father. Notice what the Bible says. And the Word, meaning Christ, the Word of God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, John 1:14. Grace be with you, mercy, peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love, 2 John 3. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, 2 John 1:3. Yes, just as Jesus and the Father are separate individuals, so too are Jesus and God separate individuals. Jesus is the Son of God or the Son of the Father. Any questions, Trinitarians? Who is Jesus the Son of? The Son of God. Or the Son of the Father, because the Father is the one who is God. Is Jesus ever called the Son of the Holy Spirit? No. Is he ever called the son of the sun? Obviously not. The word son of God is synonymous, or the term son of God is synonymous with the term son of the Father, because the Father is the one who was God. The Father alone. Now, here's a real problem for you Trinitarian friends. We're told that Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost, right? Yes, we are. I'll be getting into that more later. But since we are told that he was conceived of the Holy Ghost, why isn't he called the Son of the Holy Ghost? Why is he called the Son of the Father? Ponder that one for a while. And if you don't drive yourself mad, continue listening. I'll be addressing it. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're talking about the Trinity, exposing this, hopefully once and for all, to finally put this matter to bed and strip Trinitarians of their phony defenses, their intimidation games, and lay it on the line. Once again, I am angry, and for good reason, folks. This issue put me through hell. You know, my marriage almost ended years ago over this. In fact, I kind of wish it did back then. It ended 2 years ago. Probably would have been better off if it ended when it did. But anyway, you wouldn't believe what I went through. I was called on the carpet numerous times over this, And never would they allow me to defend myself. They wouldn't discuss it with me. No, we're not going to talk about it. You just need to realize you're not allowed to talk about this. The head of the Department of Theology actually told me that I wasn't allowed to discuss this on campus. I went to the president of the college. He was actually pretty cool. And it's funny because I used to think of him as an evil liberal. But I found out that the liberals on the college campus had more of a heart than the so-called conservative hucksters. They're the Pharisees, the conservatives. Conservative means you go by what the church says and has said for centuries, not what the Bible says. The liberals are actually more Bible-based than the conservatives. What a twisted reality I got going to seminary. The professors in the history department and in the education department, my other two majors, had more of a heart than all the professors in the just one professor from out of the history department or one from out of the education department had more compassion and concern than all the professors combined in the theology department. I found them all to be complete, absolute, hateful demons from the pits of hell. Anyway, the head of the department actually told me, you know, you're not allowed to talk about this. I says, what do you mean? I says, I'm here as a student to learn. You're telling me I can't discuss this stuff? How else am I going to learn? And then he sits back in his chair, puts his feet up in his desk, puts his hands behind his head and starts laughing. Well, you know, I guess it doesn't matter if you share this with people because who's going to believe you anyway? I just stood there and shook my head and I said, you disgusting Caiaphas. Caiaphas was the name that came to mind. He's the one, of course, the Pharisee that condemned Christ to death. That's what they all are, folks, at the highest levels. They're all fakes. I can tell you that with certainty. That's not being judgmental. By their fruits, you'll know them. And I've seen their fruits, and let me tell you, they're rotten to the core. They're all lying frauds. The Trinity is a conspiracy. So you continue to believe it if you want. Hey, you can do whatever you want. But you have no excuse anymore for believing it. If you listen to the show and the few that follow, if you stick through it and listen to the whole thing, already, ought to have some problems with it. But by the time we're done with this, if you still believe in the Trinity, you're a liar. That's right. You're a liar. Because these passages here are so clear, are so profoundly clear, you cannot get around it. The Bible is not obscure on this matter, okay? It's very, very, very upsettingly clear. These verses force you to admit that your dogma is false. How many people listening, whether you're a believer or not, can argue that what I've been reading is clearly teaching that there is one singular entity that comprises God, and that that one singular entity is the Father, not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Who can deny it? You don't have to be a Bible believer to see this. It's that clear. All right, guys, another commercial break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold.